If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, well, well. For some people, it's Christmas. For some people, it's a birthday. For others, it's a wedding or the birth of a child.
Oh, I hope not.
For Bonnaruvians, there are two great days of the year, right?
That's
the
right.
First day you arrive and lineup day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not June, so we're not ready to line up, though I'm sure Russ has probably got the bus already packed and ready.
I'm gassed up, ready to go.
But so obviously it's lineup day, which is such a, I mean, it's a great day. So we're going to get right into it. First, I'm Barry. That's Lord Taco. This is the What Podcast. This is the start of season 7, right?
Season 7, that's right. Can you believe we've been doing it 7 years?
No, and for people who've been dropping in for all those years, thank you. You'll notice that Brad is not with us today. Brad is taking some time off, as we've said before. He does plan to be back. We just don't know when. He's still involved, kind of behind the scenes. We actually saw him this past weekend, and probably we'll see him again this week, which means he's in town. He lives in New York.
You're right. He's in town for a week. So we will get to see him. We've already seen him a few times and probably see him again, but
And we have some plans for the season to come, but today is lineup day. So let's go ahead and jump right in real quick. This is going to be a fairly short episode because we are very honored and pleased that we're going to have Corey and Brad from C3 on a live show tomorrow. And we are going to talk about the sausage. I mean, I don't know how else to put it, right?
It's our favorite subject.
It is. That's why we started this whole crazy ride. We love the sausage making. So I'm sure we'll talk some more about the lineup with them, but we'll also talk about some of the changes. If you've been a listener to the show, we had them on last year and let them introduce some of the a la carte camping, parking, ticket buying experiences. And so we'll talk about how that went and the changes that they've made. So that this is sort of the official kickoff of season 7. And then we'll have them tomorrow live, and that'll probably be our show next week. And if it goes the way we think, it'll probably be a second episode as well.
Probably. Right? So yeah, hope we can tune in live. If not, we will have it available to download in the coming weeks. But yeah, like you said, today is pretty much just our first impressions. I mean, you and I literally just sat down and hit print and we've got it in front of us, but we really haven't dove in. So right. This is our chance.
Yeah, in years past, we've gotten a little bit earlier than this. But let's just, we'll get into that in a minute, because I do kind of want to go through that. But first impressions, you said right as you hit record. What do you think?
There's a few names that jump out already that make me pretty happy. And did you notice what's up here in the corner, Barry? Did you see this little circle that says... featuring once more with Feelings, the Dashboard Confessional Emo Super Jam.
Nice, nice. I saw that. I didn't see that, but I saw the Pretty Light Sunrise set.
Mm-hmm.
And I also jumped right out at me, besides the headliners, which real quickly, I'm sure people are looking as well, but Pretty Lights, Post Malone, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Fred Again. That's the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday headliners. But right there on Saturday, and we've talked about this before, some of those acts that got canceled during COVID that we were excited to see, John Batiste.
Yes, that's one that jumped out at me. Yeah, there's a few on here that kind of were teased with and then denied with the subsequent cancellations.
Yeah.
So it's good to see them come back.
I'm very excited to see John Batiste. I don't know if we want to read it all. I'm assuming by now people will be looking at it as well. Maggie Rogers, I know, is going to make my daughter very, very happy. Might actually get her back on the farm.
Good.
Krungbin, you know, that's one of my favorite interviews that we ever did.
Absolutely.
I think you enjoyed it as well. Those guys were so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, and I just saw also Saturday night, there's Brittany Howard.
Mm-hmm.
That might get our Brad back down there too.
I hope so. Let's see if we'll get Brad back to the farm. But if anyone could do it, it's Brittany Howard.
Yeah, if he can get that, FBI restraining order lifted. for those who are just tuning in, Brad is a huge Brittany Howard fan. And,
huge.
They've talked several times. He's met her family even, so I always tease him about having a file. Who else is jumping out at you?
The Mars Volta. I just saw them last year at Shaky Knees, and that was one of my favorite sets from that festival. So it's that one's a big surprise. I didn't hear that one rumored at all.
Nice, nice.
Who else?
Isbell is back with the 400 unit.
Yep, that'll be a good show.
And Carly Rae keeps jumping up. She's you have a history with Carly Rae, right? A 10-minute. Wasn't she the one on the stage at Moon River when it got rained out?
No, that was, who was that? That was a different, Sammy Rae.
Sammy Rae. All right. Sorry.
Maybe they're related. There. But yeah.
Sorry, that's right.
Cage the Elephant is on there.
Yep. Megan the Stallion.
Yep.
I'm happy that the, Chili Peppers is an interesting one. They are, I've been a fan since the Uplift Mofo Party Band. I saw them in a little bitty club here in probably about 1983 or 4. One of those sort of legendary shows. I'm sure every city and club has them where, you know, everybody says, yeah, if everybody who went attended, there would be a million people. When in actually it was like 20 of us.
Right.
And we all kind of know who we are, but so I've been a fan, but there are a lot of people who just don't like them at all, which I always find kind of interesting. But they were yeah. They've been here a couple of times, been at Bonnaroo a couple of times, so I'm always glad to see them again.
Sure. And you know, Post Malone is coming back. He played in 2019.
Yep. Let's see who else. And then quite honestly, there's a whole bunch of names that are all brand new to me.
Me too.
That to me is the fun part. There's mm-hmm. Green Sky Bluegrass, of course, been there before. I've seen before. They're a lot of fun. There's a whole lot to like.
There is
a whole lot of new.
And we've got a whole season ready to dive into this lineup, too. I see, of course, there's Guar. We knew they were going to be on there. Next to that is Geese. Is that related to Goose, do you think?
They're a German, I think.
Okay.
They're a European electronica band. It's not related to Goose.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Boy, I haven't seen Guar in forever. You know, wear your raincoat or whatever, or don't get up close. Don't get mm-hmm. up front.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun. Who else? Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to digging into this, and that's what we do.
Me too. Oh, Thundercat's coming back. That was a good show.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't miss Thundercat.
Yep. So I was thinking, you know, a couple of things. Like I said, just sort of business related, I guess, is that we've got, like I said, the show tomorrow, the live show, and that'll be their next one, maybe two episodes, and then we'll dig into this. But while we were waiting to get this lineup this morning, I was sort of thinking about, we talk about evolution a lot, just for, again, for new listeners. I've been going, I went to the first one in 02 and been going regularly since 07. You've been going regularly since 2018, right?
That's right.
Our, Brian Stone is a regular, he'll probably be on, quite a lot more often in the coming weeks. He's been every year. And so we have a lot of history with the festival, but while we were waiting, I was kind of thinking, and I couldn't remember the exact lineage, but I was thinking about the way they've announced this. You know, the first one with Fish, there was absolutely, I don't think they spent a penny on marketing. It was all word of mouth, and it was all, you know, this brand new email, online sort of websites where people could go, and they announced the lineup and sold it out so quickly they had to add more people. And
yeah.
And so they didn't really bother with, or didn't have to do lineups. And then as other festivals sort of came online and became creative, Bonnaroo did the same. And, I can't remember the year or exactly who the person was, but I know they did an online, It was maybe Adult Swim. It wasn't MTV, but it was sort of one of those pop-up video kind of things where they had a comedian and some bands and did about a 45-minute show, you know, announcing each act. And that lasted, I know in 2014 they had a video presentation with a lot of acts popping in and popping out. And then we've had the advantage of getting the lineup a little bit early each of the last 6 years, right?
As far as I've been around.
Yeah. And I mean, I was thinking about that. We've done everything from when I worked for many, many years at a newspaper at the entertainment. So I can remember getting there at 7 o'clock in the morning and doing a Facebook Live announcement for this thing. And then it was at 10. And then I remember one night we were supposed to get it the night before, right? And we waited. We went to Brad's radio studio and waited. And then we went to get a burrito and a beer. And
yeah, we went to go around. Get dinner. And then I think we got a second dinner because we were still waiting. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just, you know, kind of going down really our history. Of this, I'm you know, just trying to think if I was somebody and popping in and be like, why are these guys talking about Bonnaroo? And it's because we have this sort of history with it. And like I said, lineup day is one of the great days of the year.
It is. It's one of our highlights.
Yeah. And we get to look at all this and talk about it. And the other thing, and I showed you and I sent you, and you can, I don't know if you have time, you can drop it on, but I was going through some of my old, Bonnaroo beacons.
Yeah, I saw those pictures.
Yeah, and the I got a bunch of them in the user's guide. Probably maybe we'll go through some of those one episode and just kind of
that'd be fun.
Through I know I sent you a picture of I was kind of surprised. I opened right to the centerfold and there was our guest from a couple of weeks ago, Danny Clinch. On stage with Jack Johnson, I think it was 2013. So that was kind of cool, kind of fun to go back through and see all the people that have performed and how they used to do it and what makes it cool. That Bonnaroo beacon and the guide. I've said before, you kind of, when you walk on into that, you don't know what to expect. You know, you're going to see live music, you're going to see stages, you know, you're going to camp, but you don't expect things like a working post office,
right?
You know,
yeah, or a newspaper,
or a newspaper, a daily newspaper,
or a radio station. They had a radio station for a while too, didn't they?
Yeah, sure did. And a comedy tent. So we may go kind of down those memory lane sort of things. So,
yeah, it makes it more immersive, and it kind of seals you into that bubble, because when you're on the farm, you know, you don't really pay attention or talk about the outside world. So to have your own little ecosystem, you know, all built in, makes it just all the more fun and all the less reason you'd need to check in on social media or see what's happening outside of Bonnaroo.
Yeah. Well, just a spoiler alert, just got a text from the aforementioned Brian Stone. He's not impressed with the lineup.
So I'm shocked.
You're shocked. Yeah. I know. Pearl Jam's not on there.
Pearl Jam's not on there. So it's trash. But yep.
Worst one ever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's funny. And we'll do this because we always do. It's a roller coaster. You know, there have been years where we've gotten it and been overwhelmed at how great we think it is, and then a deeper dive and it kind of changes, and then it looks good again as you take a deeper dive.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'm always glad to see the Chili Peppers. I'm really excited about John Batiste, Krung Bin, Brittany Howard.
Yep. I just noticed Larkin Poe's on there Thursday. Oh, Friday. Yep.
I'm glad I mentioned that. Grammy nominees. I'm so excited for them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, we'll take a deeper dive as we get into this, and I'm sure a lot of other people will as well. And it will, like I said, I'll be honest, there's a lot of people that I don't recognize.
Me too.
But that's
not a bad thing.
What I love. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I love about this festival.
Yeah. So, if this is your first time listening, thank you. And be sure and hit subscribe and stay tuned, because we got a lot more coming out this year. Yep. A lot more to dive into.
Yep. You can find us just about on every platform, primarily either YouTube, if you, for whatever reason, you want to watch, but also Consequence Network. Mm-hmm. This is our third season as part of their podcasting network, right?
I think so. Yeah.
That's maybe crazy to think about. That's crazy to think about too. But all right. Like I said, this was going to be a pretty short one. I'm sure everybody is going to be doing what we're going to be doing in the next days and weeks and months, and breaking it all down. Oh, I was also going to, I'm still so glad that they break it down by day.
Me too.
Remember when we used to get it and it was all...
Yeah, it was just a wall of text.
Just a wall of names and text. And then it was kind of fun to wait till they would wait till, a couple of 3 weeks before, or maybe a month or two, and then break it down by day. And that then you had a whole nother discussion. But
this helps.
This better.
Oh, there's also on Friday, there's M. Du Mokhtar. Do you remember a couple of years ago, they were the ones that accidentally released the lineup a little bit early. And we kind of joked that they might have gotten a little trouble, but I guess not, since they're back on the lineup.
I'm glad to see them back. That's funny. Gary mm-hmm. Clark Jr., Group Love. Yeah, it's and as we keep hearing and talking about, and I'll be very curious to see and talk to Corey and Brad tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The lineup is important. The lineup is what we spend a lot of time talking about. But for veterans, you will hear them say over and over, it's not about the lineup.
We hear that every time we talk to somebody, you know, including going back to when we talked to Yvonne, who hitchhiked her way from New York all the way to Tennessee for Bonnaroo for years, you know, and Cassie before that. And just pretty much every guest has said, you know, you're in it no matter what the lineup says, you know.
Yeah. And this of course, doesn't include the experiences out in camp, group camping and all that other stuff. So
that's right. We'll still
get
into
that as it comes out. Yeah.
We still got announcements coming up and, you know, of course, the Who stage and, like you said, Plaza programming and stuff like that. I mean, there's still a lot to come. But this dashboard
passcode. Sorry, go ahead.
This dashboard confessional emo super jam. I'm excited about, because you know there's going to be a lot of dashboard moms there.
Yeah, the blue hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. And the presale January 11th. If you don't already have your tickets, so. All right. Well, let's get into it deep tomorrow.
Okay. Join us on YouTube tomorrow for the live stream with Brad and Corey from C3.
And not sure how we're going to do that. I'm sure we'll have, you can take, you know, send questions and all that. We'll probably just have those guys on. If we open it up to too many, it gets kind of hard to manage, right?
Yeah. So, if we might try to take a few questions from the live chat, but we don't want to.
Definitely.
We don't want to overwhelm them.
No, and we've talked to them in the past, since immediately after the event and then at Moon River, and they're excited because there's a lot to talk about according to those guys. So
yeah, and if you've caught them on the past episodes where we've had them on, you know, they, of course, they work for C3, so they're part of the Bonnaroo machine, but they are first and foremost music fans, and they came to this as fans first, so they have a very different perspective than just maybe somebody that this is just their day job, right?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, and that's part of why we like this festival so much. Mm-hmm. The people who run it are festival fans, and when they do it right, you can tell. You can tell that it's been curated by people who like it, you know, maybe not the exact same things, but they at least are trying.
Yeah, and just the few times we've talked to them about coming on, you can tell they're excited. And so they've got a lot to share, and so that'll be fun.
Yep. All right. Well, good enough. Like I said, one of the best days of the year.
That's right. happy Roo, happy lineup day. And before you know it, it's going to be June, and we're going to be back on the farm.
Less than 6 months.
Less than six months.
Thing that makes this so great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll see everybody tomorrow, I hope, on Radiate.
Consequence Podcast Network.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.